All right, folks, we're going to move into the final panel for this morning. So, Ed, Tyrone, please come on up. All right, while they work their way up here, our next topic here is dual-use projects. Many of you may know we've had tremendous growth in solar since 2019. In fact, at the end of 2019, we had 2,600 megawatts of solar on the grid. We now have 20,000 megawatts in ERCOT. 35,000 plus if you count SPP and MISO. So there are a lot of policy discussions right now about land use, not only at solar, but wind and battery storage projects. Our next panel here is going to tackle that. We have two folks here from Doral Renewables, Ed Baptista, who is the VP of Development and leading the agrivoltaics program. And we've got Tyrone Thomas, General Counsel and Chief Compliance Officer. Since we ran a little bit over, I'm going to stop there and just turn it right to you guys. Thank you so much. Yeah, sure.
Thank you. We're good. Okay. So we'll try to make sure we get everyone out for lunch on time-ish. We are always very excited about this topic. We do a lot in this space, and I know a lot of other folks have talked about it and have done things across the country. And we think that the best way for this discussion to go is for it to be interactive. And so do not hold your questions till the end. If we're saying something that either intrigues you or that you think requires further explication, please speak up early and often. Ed, I don't want to just flip through slides and sort of give you all a reading assignment. So if I could just kind of pull you through this in a way that I think is going to be helpful for folks. Maybe we could start with defining agrivoltaics or dual use. I hear a lot of different definitions when we see things in the popular media. There is just a huge spectrum of what people think it means. So maybe you could level set for the folks here.
Yeah, thanks, Tyrone. Good morning, everyone. So yeah, dual use, agrivoltaics, ranch voltaics, there are several words that tries to define this new tendency, I would say, of having dual use of the land for solar projects. Basically, it's having two things happening at the same time. So energy generation with solar panels and agricultural production. That's basically it, what we call agrivoltaic as of now.
Yeah. Okay.
So, the USDA have some definitions. We've been looking at in Europe, for example, they have other definitions for agrivoltaics, but basically it's having two things happening at the same time.
Yeah. And that's, I think that's really important because a lot of times the narrative we hear around putting any of these projects on ag land is that it is the project or ag, and that ag land is being taken out of production or that there is some net loss. You know, one of the things that I hear a lot of when people talk about branding on agrivoltaics is partnering with the communities and sort of creating better opportunities than existed maybe in just a purely ag or a purely generational structure. Can you talk to how we see that?
Sure. So the impact on the community is amazing when you see, when you approach to them and tell them, hey, we're not only coming here and putting a big solar panel or big solar farm, we are also considering having some agricultural production going on in the project. So that change lives of the people, that opens the door with the community so you can easily talk to them and think about the development of the project. So it's a game-changing approach with the community when you go there and tell them, hey, this is not just a solar farm, we are not just another developer coming here to this county or to this town. We are going to bring heritage farming back. That's part of our message to them with agrivoltaics. Basically, we show them what is possible to do in the vast amount of space that is available for agricultural production within the solar farm. So it's really amazing to see the reaction of the people and the community when you have this approach with them.
Yeah, no, absolutely. And whenever I've gone down to the sites and talked to the landowners, they're so happy.